Luke 22:39 through 46. Luke 22:39. And he came out and proceeded, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples were also followed him. And when he arrived at the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and began to pray, saying, "Father, if thou art willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but thine be done." Now an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. And being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow, and said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this morning. I pray just for your Holy Spirit to come and speak to us. And we just want to give you worship and glory today. And we give you this time that we have together. And we praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sorry, I'm sniffling like crazy. Sorry? 22. Sorry, Luke 22. Luke 22:39 through 46. You guys all know the story, right? This is Jesus, right before he goes on the cross. He goes into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's praying to the Father. You know, he's praying, "God, you know, if it is possible, let me not go through this thing, but not my will, but yours be done." And he takes, in other Gospels, he takes three of his disciples with him, James, John, and Peter. And then he goes a little bit further in, and he's praying by himself, and the three disciples are supposed to pray with him, but they fail to because they're so tired and they sleep. I just wanted to point a few things out. In verse 40, it says, when Jesus arrived at the place, he says to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And when Jesus is saying, "Pray that you will not enter into temptation," that temptation, I believe he's talking about the temptation to desert Jesus. You know, when Jesus gets arrested, the disciples, you see that they actually just flee from Jesus because they get afraid that the same thing might happen to them. But if you look, you know, a few passages ahead of it, you know, you see the disciples claiming to Jesus, hey, Jesus, you know, even if I have to die with you, I will not leave you. I will go with you until the very end, and I will stick with you. But when it actually comes time for Jesus to be arrested, none of them stay, right? They all flee, they all run away. But when Jesus says, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation," I believe that's what Jesus is talking about. So it's kind of crazy. Like, Jesus knows and predicts or kind of prophesies that, hey, you're going to leave me. But he still comes to them and say, hey, but if you pray, you may not enter into temptation. But then he also knows that they will not pray. They'll end up sleeping. So he can make the prophecy and say, but you will end up leaving me anyway. But if you were to pray, and if you were to kind of strengthen yourself that way, then you will not enter into temptation. And then verse 41, he withdraws from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and began to pray, saying, "Father, if thou art willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." And verse 43 is what really stuck out to me as I was kind of praying and preparing the message. It says, now an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. And I didn't notice that before, but I think it's such a cool passage that Jesus, he is in such great agony, right? He's going through a difficult time. you know, trying to come to terms with the fact that he's going to be separated from the Father for the first time, and he's going to go through this great suffering, so he wants to pray. And when he comes to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, it says the angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. I don't know if you have ever seen angels. I don't know if you know people that see angels, but you know, when Pastor Rob and Mary, when they were here, Pastor Rob kind of said some funky things, but he used to say, oh yeah, I see angels, you know, ministering angels all over this room. And he would say, oh yeah, on you, there's an angel, you know, and on you, there's an angel. I'm like, that's crazy. You know, I never see angels, but, you know, he talks about angels coming down to minister upon people. And I remember one Sunday, we had a worship time, and I won't say who, but a member of the church came up to me later at the end of service and said, you know, I was, during the worship time, I was praying to God and asking the Lord, you know, is our worship pleasing to you? Kind of something like that. And then she said that she saw angels in the sanctuary kind of dancing and worshiping and singing together. So I'm like, oh, that's crazy. But, you know, that's a sign, maybe, you know, that God's pleased with our worship if angels are coming and worshiping with us. I remember one time, the only time I really felt like maybe angels were around was when I was in Australia with Pastor Sam, and we were praying and we were ministering. Pastor Sam was preaching. The church was so dead the whole time. There was 3 days, but the first day nothing was happening. Second day was when Pastor Sam was really going to preach a powerful message, and nothing was happening. So he got the team together and he said, hey, you guys really need to pray right now because, you know, we need the Spirit of God to come and move. So he's starting to preach, and we're all sitting at the front, and all of us were just praying in tongues, and we're praying that God would come and do something. And I'm sitting kind of at the front, but my seat's kind of turned so I can look at the congregation. And I'm praying and praying and praying, and PSM is preaching an anointed message. I just sensed, I didn't see anything with my physical eyes, but I sensed in my spirit that we had angels in the room, you know, and they were starting to minister to people and speak to people. And I felt like behind Pastor Sam was like an angel kind of blowing into him. And really the atmosphere of the room began to change. And people were opening up their hearts to what PSM was saying. And you know, God did a great thing. Like, I felt like that was the most, like, out of all my church experiences, like, that could have been one of the craziest ministry time that I had seen. So it was really cool. I'll tell you one last angel story. There's a worship leader called Jason Upton. We play some of his songs sometimes, I Will Wait For You and different songs. But he has a CD, and this is his testimony. On one of the songs, it was a live recorded CD, so he's up there leading worship. And apparently, after the worship was done, a little boy came up to him and said something like, you know, when you were leading worship and you were singing, I saw an angel behind you singing with you. And Upton just thought, oh, that's so cute. You know, this little boy saw an angel and, you know, how cool. And, you know, just thought it was a cute story. But apparently afterwards, when they were in the production or post-production stage, and they're like listening to the recording and mixing and everything, there was a voice that was recorded that couldn't be accounted for. Like, the bass player was singing, and maybe another guitar player was singing, and they were adding some harmonies. But there's like, I haven't checked it out myself. I mean, I tried to, but I wasn't really convinced. So I was just kind of looking on the internet trying to see if I can catch something, but I couldn't find anything. But I'll check again. But apparently, like, 6 minutes into the song, you hear like this high-pitched kind of a voice that you can't account for. It's not Jason Upton. It's not the harmonies. And you know, he says in his CD jacket, he says, you know, this angelic voice singing with him.
All to say, you know, angels are real. I mean, you guys all know that already. But angels are real, and angels come and they minister to us. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 12, angels are called ministering spirits, right? Angels are ministering spirits that come to serve us and to help us in our need. If you look in verse 44, it says, being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. When he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow. Being in agony, I mean, that phrase alone is quite shocking to us. You know, just to hear that Jesus was in such agony. You know, Jesus throughout the Gospels, he's always in charge, or he's always in control. He knows what's going on, and he seems so strong. And then in this passage, he says, you know, being in such great agony that his sweat became like blood. And he was praying very fervently. So you can kind of see that he was going through a really tough time, and he's praying. And I kind of want you to kind of have a mental picture of it. You know, he's in such great agony, he's suffering, he's in pain, but he goes into the garden and is praying by himself and is crying out to God. And it says an angel of the Lord came to minister to him, or to strengthen him. And then in verse 45, we see that he rises from the prayer and he's back to his old self, or he's really strong. You know, he's back to Jesus, where he is strengthened now through prayer and through the ministry of the angels, and he can come to the disciples, and he has the strength to go through what he needs to go through to do to bring about salvation. And it is that prayer time that strengthens him. You know, it says when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples, and it's kind of like I just picture him being in agony and he's really crying out to God, but when he rises from that prayer time, he's not in agony, right? He's not like wavering, or he's not suffering, going through a difficult time. He's determined, has set his mind, has set his heart upon doing the will of God. So he's going out there and he's going to obey, and he is, you know, leading the disciples and really challenging them to obey and follow him. That's what I wanted to kind of share with us today. Because sometimes, you know, we go through a difficult time and we come to morning prayer, you know, you can kind of picture, and I thought it was an encouragement to me to picture or to think that, yeah, angels come to minister. Like when I'm in my own room and I'm praying and I'm going through, you know, because you pray, a lot of times you pray because you're not doing so well and you're like, oh man, I need you, Jesus, I need you to come. And an angel from heaven comes to strengthen, you know, and they come to minister. If you look in the Old Testament as well, when Elijah is super depressed after he brings down fire, but he finds out that Jezebel wants to kill him, you know, he runs and hides in the mountains, and an angel comes to minister to him. You know, he brings food and just ministers to Elijah. And then Hebrews tells us that angels are ministering spirits sent to help us and to strengthen us. So, you know, when you guys are praying, you know, when we come to morning prayer or when we are praying just on our own, I think it's okay to kind of think or imagine or visualize maybe an angel, you know, just coming to strengthen us and help us. And not that we want to focus on angels. I had a New Age friend when I was working at the school, and she was really into angels, and it was way off. She had all these angel cards with her, and like this angel and that angel. And that's not the kind of thing we want to do, right? Because we want to focus on the relationship with Jesus. But I think it's okay, and it's biblical, to expect angels to come and minister and to help. I remember when I was getting ready for the youth group camp. We're getting ready for youth group camp. It's the day of the camp, and we're supposed to leave, but it's like Typhoon 3 or something. And And then we call the campsite, and the campsite says, yeah, if the typhoon becomes, maybe it's typhoon one, and they said if it becomes typhoon three before a certain time, then you should cancel because we can't accommodate, you know, young people into our camp, blah, blah, blah. And all these issues began to arise. It's the day of camp, and we've told the kids to come meet us at Sha Tin Station. So I remember being really stressed out. Oh, and then we found out some of the girls canceled on the camp, so we're very disappointed. Like, I was super disappointed, and I was like, oh, what do I do? And raining, and typhoons coming, and Leanne and Grace were with us in the office. And I remember I said, okay, you know, I need to go and pray. So so I went to that little room, the baby room, and I just began to pray and pray and pray and ask God what to do. And it's kind of, I mean, to a very, very minute degree, it was kind of like Jesus going into the garden. You know how pastors always talk about their prayer closet and they go and they pray and they're strengthened. It was like that. You know, I was so like unsure of what to do and it was uncertain. I didn't know. But I went into my prayer closet over there and I just began to pray and pray. And Lord, what do I do? You know, are you with us? Are you going to go? Should we go ahead with the camp? And then, you know, I didn't sense an angel come and help or strengthen me. But, you know, I knew that God was with me. And through my prayer, when I came out of the prayer, I was just much more strengthened. You know, Jesus was in great agony and he goes in and prays. When he comes out, he's strengthened. Just like that. You know, I prayed and I was strengthened and I was ready to go to camp and go through with the plan. And God really blessed us and he was with us. So just this morning as you pray, and other times when you pray, you know, you can know that God's going to strengthen you, and an angel of the Lord will come and minister to you guys. So let's just close our eyes and ask the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us. Sing, hungry, hungry, I come to you. Hungry, I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I wait for you. So I wait for you. I'm restores my life. So I wait for you. So I wait for you.
falling, I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. So I wait. So I wait for you. So I wait for you. So I wait. So I wait for you. So I wait for you. I'm falling. Offering all of me, Jesus, your all this heart is living for. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me, Jesus, you, Jesus, your all this heart is living for.
Let's spend a bit of time just praying for our church. Let's pray for our church leaders. Let's pray for Pastor Sam and his family, Lisa, Elise, and Emma, and Pastor Sam Kim, Annie and Micah, Noel. You can pray for me and Kenny as well. And also just the house church leaders. Let's lift them up. Let's ask, you know, just as Jesus prayed and he was strengthened by angel and you know, just strengthened by God, ministered to by God. Let's just pray that our leaders will be able to come into their own prayer closet and really receive the strength that comes from God. And let's just cover our leaders, also the mission board and the welcoming team leaders, the worship team leaders, and the advisory board. So just the leaders of this church, let's cover them, that God would really have mercy upon them, the IP leaders as well. So let's just pray for our church. God, we thank you, Lord. We just pray for our church leaders, God. We pray for our pastors. We ask you to strengthen them, and Lord, lead them into their own prayer closets, God, where they can pray and really find the strength that comes from you. We pray for our house church leaders, our advisory board, our IP team and welcoming team and worship team and mission board. We pray just that you will strengthen them and you will guide them and continue to draw them closer to you, Lord. And I pray that they, all of us, the leaders, will fall deeper in love with you each day. And I pray for all of us here today as we pray before you. We pray angels will come, God, and minister to us and strengthen us in our prayers and meet with us. And Lord, we give you this day. We want to live this day for you and help us to see opportunities, God, and just different ways to share your love and be a light in this world and to put a smile on your face today. We thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.